Once you see what you actually are, that you're an infinite, limitless being, you'll see that nothing exists outside of you. I'm your host, Derek Grant, and this is the Pathway to Your Results podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Pathway to Your Results podcast. It is your boy, DG. We are here live and in effect. I don't know what you want me to say. We're here. Here, sharing space and time in this present moment. You know, I've told you guys this before. When I come up with an episode, I wonder, like, I just start asking questions. And I never know, like, I can't tell you what episode is going to come out here in 3 weeks. I have no idea. But over time, I start asking questions, and these downloads start coming, and these prompts start coming in, and I start, and then I write them down, and I'm like, okay, remember that. And then I don't take notes. I don't take notes. And the reason why I don't take notes, because this is essentially channeling. Right now, this is DG who's speaking, right? I'm just telling you what I'm consciously thinking. And then over the course of the podcast, I start to essentially channel. And then it's starting to come in. So the topic that I sat and thought about today was, I don't know why it popped in my mind, Civil War. Civil War. And if you look at the Civil War is usually the fighting, the infighting of two countries, two parties, or two entities that are within the same one thing, right? So then I started to think in terms of a holographic nature, right? Because this is what this universe is. This universe is holographic, meaning as above, so below, as above, as within, so without, as within. So I said, okay, if the Civil War exists on the physical plane, that means there would have to be a Civil War that's existing on the mental plane. That means there would have to be these two opposing forces that are actually housed within the same thing. And I started to realize this. Good God Almighty is coming right now. And anytime you hear me say that, that means the channel is coming in, the downloads are coming in, the frequency is turned to be able to receive from spirit. If you look at your own life, there's a civil war that's going on. A lot of times the Christian folks will refer to this as the spiritual warfare. Ain't no spiritual warfare happening outside of you. See, my mama used to say, oh, the devil attacks you what did she used to say? She said, the devil attacks you when you're down. The devil. My dad used to say, don't you know an idle mind is the devil's playground? Meaning, don't just sit around and do nothing, because that's when the devil's going to attack you. See, there's no attacking that's happening on the outside. Everything that you deal with in terms of a hardship, everything that you deal with in terms of a struggle, it's not the quote-unquote spiritual warfare happening on the outside. It is the spiritual warfare between the spirit and the ego. When we start to understand that this text that we refer to as the Bible, and they talked about Jesus, Yeshua, the Christ, the chosen one, the anointed one, the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Messiah, whatever you want to refer to it as, this was your spirit. And then he had an adversary. He had the opposite. That was the ego. That was the devil. That was what we call Hasatan, Satan, the adversary, the deceiver. That was the war. That was the war in this book. But we have to understand that this was a metaphorical representation of what's happening inside of every single man. Every single human being. There is a war that is going on between the indwelling spirit of that which you actually are and the ego. So when you understand ego and what it is, in order to do that, you'd have to understand the mind. See, they don't teach you the mind. This is what I'm learning. They don't teach you the mind. I got two kids in school right now. They are not going to teach you how your mind works. Here's what they're going to do. They're going to talk about it. They're going to talk around it. We're going to talk about mental health, but they're never really going to actually tell you what this mind is. So now, because you don't know what it is, you don't know how to use it. So when we start understanding what the mind is and the faculties, and we've talked about this before, I'm not going to get into that now. Now we can see that the only battle, the only war, the only thing that was going on was between me and my mind. It was between me, the indwelling spirit, the I am, the Christ, the Christos, the all. This is what it was battling its child called the ego. So think of it like that. Your mind is nothing more than the child of spirit. Your ego is nothing more than the child of spirit. And we know when the child acts up, what does it do? It stresses out the parent. So when we start thinking of our lives as The only war we actually have to fight, the only battle we have to fight is within ourselves, conquering your mind, understanding how your mind works, healing wounds that have been inflicted upon your mind that then got pushed down to a subconscious level. This is the battle. And I'm just learning in my life. I'm learning my life, clients that I work with, people who I deal with on all levels, right? High performers, regular people, whatever you want to term it as. We all are in a war. All of us. I don't care how much you meditate. I don't care how much healing you've done. I don't care where you are. You can be enlightened. You being a yogi. There's a civil war that's taking place. Sometimes it's a war. Sometimes it's a battle. Sometimes it's just a conflict. Sometimes it's just a disagreement. Based on your level of awareness of self and where you are, there's always going to be a civil war that is taking place. If we look at the Bhagavad Gita and we look at Krishna and Arjuna, where they were having this conversation, where were they at? On the battlefield. Well, we have to understand this is the personification yet again of spirit and ego. The spiritual world and the fleshly carnal world. When we look at Jesus, what did he do? He went out into the desert for 40 days. Who was he out there with? Satan, spirit, ego. This was the battle. So why am I saying this? The illusion is, in this third dimension, is that someone or something would have done something to you. But it could not be that, because where did we say the war was taking place? The war was taking place within ourselves, within our own mind. The mind, because no one ever taught you that one of the higher faculties is what we call perception, meaning the lens through which you view life. Nobody ever taught you that it was not the outside world that you were experiencing. It was the dirt on your lens, on your perception, your perspective of how you were viewing life. That's actually taking place within the mind. That's actually taking place within the ego. Do we see how this works? So the war is, can the spirit self know? Can it have and increase the awareness of the ego to have self-awareness? Good God Almighty, here we go right now. Can it have self-awareness? Meaning, can it have awareness of the self? Can it have awareness of what it is? That is the question. The spirit already knows what it is. And it's the awareness behind the ego, behind the mind. But the question is, can the mind not keep projecting this way and turn itself back inward so it can start to observe the observer? This is why meditation comes in. This is why human beings meditate. It allows us to turn our awareness back the other way. So the mind becomes aware of the self. The observed, good God Almighty, becomes aware of the observer. Do we see? The object that the flashlight was shining on becomes aware of the flashlight. So the war, the battle was you. The battle was you versus you. This is the illusion. That I'm fighting everyone and everything on the outside. See, when I know that it's just me versus me, I don't have to get caught up in the BS now on the outside. Every once in a while, we'll fall for it. But when you know that it's just you, when you know that the abuse was just you, when you know that the trauma was just you, when you know that the death of your child was just you, when you know all of these things in the physical world were actually just reflecting the parts of yourself, it was just you. And when you know that it's just you, you can start to introduce this thing that we call accountability. But accountability needs something else. We need to have support. I can be accountable, but I need support too. When I have accountability and I have support, and support is the sense that of people who say, hey, keep going. Come on, just keep going. I know it's difficult. Just keep pushing. When I can have accountability and support, now I'm ushering this thing that we call learning. A plus S will give you L. A plus S gives you L. Accountability plus support gives you learning. So now guess what? You can't be a victim now when you're learning. And here's the beauty of it. When you're learning, you're growing. You're expanding. And as I'm expanding, I'm evolving. And as I'm evolving, I'm back in line with this universe. Do we not know that nothing stays the same in this physical universe? It does not happen on the spiritual level. It doesn't happen on the mental level. So now I've just fell back in line with the harmony. So, you know, this episode was, I started to think, like, why do we struggle so much? Why do we struggle? Because nobody told you that the war was on the inside. You think the war is on the outside. You're over here looking at everybody, cussing everybody out. You mad at everybody. You saying, oh, she did this and he did that and mom did this and you don't understand. Somebody told me like that. You don't understand. So you mean to tell me that it's my fault that my husband committed suicide? That ain't what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's anyone's fault. I'm saying that that situation happened. Absolutely. But that situation that happened, that isn't what you're experiencing. You're experiencing your perspective of it. That's why you and I are having two different experiences on this one thing, on this one situation. I do not feel the heartache that you feel. Why? Because it was not my husband. I just didn't know him. Am I saddened for you? Absolutely. But we have two different perspectives of this situation. And that's hard for the ego to understand. When we understand that it was just me, everything was just me, everything. Now we can move into the next phase of it. Contemplation, self-reflection. I got to ask myself, why? Why do I view it this way? Why am I struggling with this right now? Why can't I let go? Why is I'm still holding on to this, knowing good and well that it serves no purpose, no purpose for me right now? Why am I still holding on to this? Do you see? Now when we start moving into why, we can start to extract the information. And that was the only point of the whole thing anyway. Well, you got to understand that the war is being fought. The reason why the war is even taking place in the battleground of your mind, the only reason why the war is taking place was so that you would realize who was actually fighting. And when you realized who was fighting, you would realize what you actually were. And when you realized what you actually were, now you could start living. See, this is what we don't understand. That we know that in physical war, there's always going to be death. There's going to be casualties. There's going to be atrocities where people lose their life. Do we not know that it would have to happen as well on the mental and spiritual plane? There would have to be something that would lose its existence. Not lose it in the sense it's gone. Transmute. Transform. So this is why we have to experience these hardships. We have to experience this heartache because this is the battle so that a part of us can die off. Do we understand? So, I know a lot of times, and this is me along this journey of, there was a part of me that wanted to die to the point that it said, I don't want to live anymore. I'm ready to die. And this term that humans came up with that we call suicide started to usher in. And I had thoughts of ending my life. Ending my life. And then I realized now where I'm at, good God Almighty, hear when it's coming through. It was not that I wanted to end the life. It was that a part of me was ready to die. A part of me said, I am ready. I am ready to go. I am no longer needed. You can let go of me now. You have extracted the information. I have done all that I could to parlay the information that was needed for your transmutation. I have given you what is needed. It's on you now. You gotta let me go. We process this though because we think that we are our mind. We process this as, I don't want to live anymore. I don't want to live anymore. I want to die. I want to end my life. No, no, no. This is just a part of your mind. This is a part of your mind that's saying, I'm done here. This frequency that I'm at, I can't go where you're going. You have so much more in store. You have so much more that you're going to be. You've been on this journey of healing these wounds, and I know that it's really difficult, but I can't go with you because the frequency that I'm at of shame and guilt and worry and anxiety and regret in unworthiness, I don't resonate with what you're about to become. So I must end now. I must stop. Do we see how this works now? So I realized in my own life, on the battlefield, there's going to have to be casualties. There's going to have to be parts of me that say, you're dying. It's not our job to resuscitate you. Our job is to make it peaceful and comfortable for you to go ahead and lay down and go to the other side. So it's not just the one death when your whole quote unquote life ends. It's the many deaths that take place within your mind. It's the many versions of you that have to be released after they're healed. So this is why this journey is ever evolving. It's ever expanding. The reason why is because there was infinite versions. We have to understand who's actually the one going to win the war, who's the one who's actually competing against the ego. It was the infinite self, the spirit, the consciousness, the I am, the all, the absolute, the universe, God, Brahman, Allah, whatever you want to refer to it as. This is the infinite part that creates and emanates through all things. Through all things, not just living things, through all things. Sometimes we refer to this as energy. It is infinite. We don't grasp infinite. The mind can't grasp infinity because the mind operates in terms of starts and endings, beginnings and finishing, starting lines and destinations. It can't understand infinity. There is no start and there is no ending. It can't grasp it. So this battle that's taking place, the spirit, the parent is saying, yo, we got to keep it moving. We got to keep going. This isn't it. You got to let this go. You got to let this go for what we can become and what we can do. This is why I left myself to become the stars, the universe, the planets, you. I wanted to see what it was like. I just asked myself, what could I become? And I became you, but the issue is you thought you were separate from me. You thought that you were separate from me because of this thing called the ego. I'm not separate from you. You are the I am. I am you. I am in you and you are in me. When you understand this, we gotta pick it up. Let's keep moving. Let's just keep moving. I know it's hard. I know it's hard because you thought you were actually this identity. I know it's really hard because you thought you were your religion. I know this is really hard because you thought you were your spouse. I know this is really hard because you thought you were your marriage. You thought all of these things were you. You are none of these things. There is no you. There's no such thing as you. It was just I. It was just I, the I am, the indwelling spirit, consciousness, as science would refer to it as, awareness, the self. That is it. But you cannot have this awareness until you get rid of the thing that edges God out. Not God and the man with the white beard sitting on a cloud touching Adam. No, God. Everything. Source. The source of all. The source of all. What is all? Everything was energy. That, the divine particle. You cannot move on until you realize that this is what you actually were. We don't grasp all. We don't grasp all. We don't grasp it. We don't grasp it. All means everything. Good God Almighty. All means everything. All means everything. And if we look at the religious text makes us forget. The religious text makes us forget what we actually are. Even in the Bible said God was everything. If God is everything, how is it separate from me? How? How? It's because it was written with the mind. You see, it's everywhere and it's all the time. It's omnipresent. All of it, 100% is everywhere, except in me. Except in me. That's because there was no me. You are the I am. But in order to do that, you would have to gain back control of this thing that we call the mind. Because you thought you were the child. You thought you were that child that was acting up at a grocery store. You know when you see them little kids, them kids acting up in the school store, just acting wild, black and mild. Like their parents, they wasn't raised. You thought you were this. You were not. You were the parent of it. You were the awareness behind it. I am the I am. And here's when you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll know what I'm talking about when you cannot explain it to anyone. People ask, well, who are you? What are you? I cannot say. I can give you a bunch of identities that I'm using in this physical experience so that way you can maybe understand how I view this identity. But I cannot explain. I cannot use words. I cannot use words to explain that what I am. I cannot use the five senses to explain or what I am. I am the I am. It's self-knowing. Do we see how this works? So why am I saying this? Because the indwelling spirit that emanates through all is what you actually were. And the war that was taking place was between the part of you that forgot. This is why we're on a soul retrieval mission. See, every time that a wound happened, every time that you experienced abuse, every time that you experienced trauma, every time that you experienced neglect, every time that you experienced abandonment, every time that you experienced guilt, every time that you had trust issues, you forgot. You forgot. And the reason why was because you thought, the ego thought, it needed to trust someone more than it trusted itself. Hear me when I say this. It thought it needed to trust someone more than it trusted its self, spirit. The ego needed to trust the self. Good God Almighty, y'all ain't trying to hear me. The ego needed to trust the self, but the ego couldn't trust the self because it was just a child. It was just a child. It did not know. So now something happens and you're stuck in that mentality. You're stuck in that state of consciousness. You're stuck in that way of being. Yeah, you may be 35 years old. You may be a grown woman. You may be a grown man doing all these grown things in this relationship, but you don't realize that you're an 11-year-old inside. So guess what now? When your partner says something or does something, you act out like the 11-year-old. You act like the 11-year-old who forgot and is on his journey of remembering and recognizing what it actually is. So this is why we have to endure and encounter these wounds in this human incarnation. We have to. They happen so we can remember. That's it. Because you forgot when you became a human. You forgot. And I know, the ego is going to operate in this dualistic perspective and think, well, this is bad and trauma and abuse is worse than murder. Hold on now. If we look at the dog sees no difference between rape and murder. The dog sees no difference between abandonment and abuse. It sees no difference. It does not have the lens of perception. We do as humans, though. That's the ego. That's the mind. Now, what does it do? It creates this dualistic perspective as if one's better than the other. How could it be? It just is. So now my responsibility is to see why. Why? Yeah, I know Grandpa did some things that were heinous. My father did things that were heinous. I know you've dealt with abuse. I know you've dealt with trauma. I get it. I don't want to negate that. But even in that, there was a deeper cosmic reason. Because that little battle, that little war that's happening, it was just so you could become more aware of self, more aware of spirit. Do you see how this works? So just maybe, if we get a little further down the road, good God Almighty, y'all ain't trying to hear me. If we get a little further down the road, you'll see that it was actually working for you, that it was actually trying to get you just a little bit more closer to that which you actually were. It wasn't trying to harm you. It wasn't trying to break you. What do they say in the book? What do they say in the Bible? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. They weren't weapons formed against you to begin with. They were not weapons. They were the bookmarks. They were the bookmarks. So when you know you, when you got your tools to be able to go back and heal them, you would know where to go. When you got the tools, so you didn't have the tools. You didn't have the tools. The window was broken. The door broke, but you didn't have the screwdriver and the drill to fix it. You didn't have it yet. So the trauma happened back when you were 10, but you didn't have the tools yet to fix it. So we had to go ahead and leave a bookmark there through the trauma. So when your tools were developed, you'd be able to go back. And now it's on you to go back and fix it up and patch it up. And here's the beauty of it. When you fix that door and close it, you just open up a new door in the future. And this is the beauty of it. This is the beauty of infinity. What happens on one end has to happen on the other end. Do we see how this works? So what is my point? The war that's taking place is happening within you. That's the only place it's happening. It was you versus you. And I know it's lonely. I know it. People tell me, oh my gosh, it's so lonely. I know it's lonely. I get it. But that was the only way. Why do you think Jesus went out to the desert by himself? Why do you think the Spirit went out there? Why do you think the story? Why do you think he went out there? The devil showed up. The devil wasn't invited, though. Because it's not until you are by yourself, you will find yourself. And when you find yourself, you will see that you are never alone. You just forgot, though. See, remember, Spirit was everything, all the time, everywhere. So it's never alone. Because that's all it was. The illusion, though, was that other things existed, that other things were separate from it. Nothing else was separate from it. Everything was it. So you'll see that you were never alone. I'm here to tell you this. As long as I'm here, physically, and even when I'm not here physically, you still will be able to call on my energy. I'll always be with you. Always. This is the beauty of technology, that hopefully these teachings will reign on through eternity. Like we listen to Neville Goddard and we listen to, you know, Alan Watts, and we listen to, you know, all these teachers that have passed along to the other side. These teachings will be the same. So you're never alone. You're never alone. You never have to fight it by yourself. I offer you encouragement. I offer you support. Just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. That's all I'm going to ask you. Just keep moving forward. If you keep moving forward, you will find everything that you've been seeking. If you just keep moving forward, you will find everything that you were seeking. And when you find it, you'll realize that you were always looking for the self. As always, I'm doing all I can to provide resources for you. Get yourself signed up right now for Release. It's a 6-month coaching program where I'm going to be your coach. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to show you how to let go of these parts of yourself that you've been holding on to that no longer serve you. If you haven't signed up, get yourself signed up. Change the trajectory of your life. Change the trajectory of your lineage, your family that's coming behind you. Learn how to heal past wounds. Learn how to let go of shame and guilt. Learn how to let go and work through those toxic relationships that you're in with your partner. This is what release is. We're releasing. We're letting go. We're going to put to death. There's going to be a lot of funerals. I'll probably wear all black for the next 6 months because I know there's going to be a lot of deaths that's taking place. But we know that after death, birth has to come behind it. So it's time. It's time. I don't know what you're waiting for. I don't know if it's a money thing. I don't know if it's you're scared. If you're listening to this right now, if you're watching this, may this be the sign that the universe has given to you through me to sign up for release. Go to dgmindset.com. You can look at the link in the description in the bio in here. You can go to any of my, one of my social medias at dgmindset. Get yourself signed up. Or maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's for your child, your adult child, or for your husband. Get them signed up. We made it affordable. $600 for 6 months. It's $100 a month. You get a workbook. You get 2 live coaching calls with me every week. You get a support system. What do we talk about? Accountability plus support. You have the opportunity to learn now. You have the opportunity to grow. Keep going. And please know, you matter. The little bit that you do every day, it matters. And as always, I wish you nothing but the best on the pathway to your results.